This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes. O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me, I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our new Vision for Christ website at gospeltoafrica.com. We have the audio for past programs you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through our website. That web address is gospeltoafrica.com. And I will repeat that at the end of the program. I am continuing my series of programs on the New Testament book of Ephesians, today covering the final chapter, chapter 6. As always, if you have a copy of the Bible, the Holy Word of God, please open it now to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians comes after Galatians, but before Philippians in order. If you do not have a copy of the Bible, please listen carefully, as we will be reading all of chapter 6 before discussing how this chapter relates to the gospel message of Jesus. Here is the text of Ephesians chapter 6 recited from memory by Jason Nightingale of wordsower.org.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right that you should. Honor your father and mother is the first commandment with a promise attached in the words that it might be well with you and that you might live long in the land. And you fathers, again, do not goad your children into resentment, but give them the instruction and the correction which belong to a Christian upbringing. Slaves, you must obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, single-mindedly as serving Christ. Do not offer merely the outward show of service to curry favor with men, but as slaves of Christ, do wholeheartedly the will of God, giving the cheerful service of those who serve the Lord, not merely men. For you know that whatever good each man may do, slave or free, will be repaid him by the Lord. And you masters also must do the same by them. Give up using threats. Remember, you both have the same master in heaven. And he has no favorites. Finally, then, find your strength in the Lord, in His mighty power. Put on all the armor which God provides. Then you'll be able to stand your ground against all the devices of the devil. For our fight is not against human foes, but against cosmic powers, against the authorities and potentates of this dark world, against the superhuman forces of evil in the heavens. Therefore, take up God's armor. Then you'll be able to stand your ground when things are at their worst, to complete every task and still to stand. Stand firm, I say. Fasten on the belt of truth. For breastplate, put on righteousness. Let the shoes on your feet be the gospel of peace to give you firm footing. And with all this, take up the great shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take salvation for helmet. For sword, take that which the Spirit gives, the words which come from God. And give yourselves wholly to prayer and entreaty, praying on every occasion in the power of the Spirit. To this end, keep watch, and persevere, always interceding for all God's people, and pray for me, and I might be granted the right words when I open my mouth, and that I might freely and boldly make known his hidden purpose, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may speak of it boldly, as it is my duty to speak. You will want to know all about my affairs and how I am. Tychicus will give you all the news. He is our dear friend and trustworthy helper in the Lord's work. I am sending him to you on purpose to let you know all about us and to put fresh heart into you. Peace to the brotherhood and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God's grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with a love imperishable, grace, and immortality.
Thank you, Jason. That was Ephesians chapter 6, recited from memory by Jason Nightingale of WordSower.org. Chapter 6 began with more family counsel on children obeying their parents than advice to fathers and to servants or slaves, which can be extended to refer to employees and employers. Workers should work as though they are serving Jesus Christ directly. This theme continues through verse 9. If you are already a Christian believer, the attitude toward a non-Christian employer may help to persuade him to accept Jesus as his Savior and Lord when he sees your honorable demeanor and your hard work and honesty on the job. This employer may want to know what makes you so different from his other employees. This would be your opening to talk to him about your Christian testimony, the story of how you realized your need of Jesus in your life and how you turned your life over to Jesus. Verses 10 through 17 are descriptions of the spiritual armor of God. As the Bible says, our battles are in the realm of the spirit, not the physical. These battles are not against people, they are against Satan and his demons, who work their will against us. Satan is opposed to Christians and non-Christians alike. But since the non-Christian is by default already serving Satan and not Christ, my personal belief is that Satan works hardest to discourage and oppose the Christian in his walk with Christ. No offense intended, but if you do not belong to Christ by saving faith in the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary as atonement for your sin, well, then you are, by lack of positive action in favor of Christ, you end up serving Satan, whether you are aware of it or not. By serving Satan, what I mean is you live your life without any thought of the afterlife, heaven or hell, living for your own interests and not the interests of the kingdom of God. Satan wants to see you involved in worldly, sinful pleasures or even positive community service. So long as it is not done in the name of Jesus Christ and for the furtherance of the kingdom of Christ. Satan may even promote you in your good works in your town, so long as no one mentions Christ or salvation or being born again. Humanitarian efforts by themselves without Christ fall directly in line with the plan of Satan to distract from the saving work of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18 urge believers to pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. There is no possible way to pray too much. Do you have family members who do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior yet? Pray every day for all of your friends, family members, and acquaintances who do not yet know Jesus as their Savior. Now, if that person is you, I strongly urge you to confess your faith in Christ immediately. Repent of your sin and trust in Christ as Savior. Where you will spend all eternity depends on the decision for or against Jesus in this life. Remember, to ignore Jesus is to choose Satan in hell. there is no neutrality on eternity. Read Luke chapter 16. Here is a brief excerpt of a much longer story. The rich man shouted, "Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames." But Abraham said to him, "Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted and Lazarus had nothing. So now he is here being comforted and you are in anguish. And besides, there is a great chasm separating us. No one can cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there." But Abraham said, "If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't be persuaded even if someone rises from the dead." I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We want to know how this broadcast is affecting your life, and we enjoy reading your letters to us. Please write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past programs you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through the contact form at our website. That web address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And that is gospeltoafrica.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. A final word, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all the armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil.